proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible lesson. We begin a series in Types of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament by looking at the very first man ever created, that is to say, Adam. Adam and Jesus Christ had a number of things in common. In Adam's genealogy, found in the third chapter of Luke's Gospel, the author described Adam as, quote, the Son of God, unquote. Mark applied that same title to Jesus Christ in the opening verse of the first chapter of his Gospel. Another similarity between the two men. According to Genesis chapter 1, God created Adam, quote, in his own image, unquote. The author of Hebrews, in the first chapter of his epistle, wrote that Jesus Christ represented, quote, the express image of his, that is to say, God's person, unquote. Adam functioned as the head of physical creation. According to Colossians chapter 1, Paul referred to Jesus Christ as, quote, the firstborn of every creature, unquote. There were similarities between Adam and Jesus Christ, yet there were also great differences as well. Paul spent the latter portion of the fifth chapter of Romans contrasting Adam and Jesus Christ. Because of Adam's transgression, sin came into existence, bringing spiritual darkness and death with him. As Paul wrote in Romans 5, quote, as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. By contrast, Jesus Christ brought spiritual life and light into the world. As John wrote in the first chapter of his Gospel, quote, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, unquote. Adam's sin resulted in spiritual death for the human race. Paul in Romans 5 wrote that, quote, if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God. That grace of God which is by Jesus Christ, Paul wrote, hath abounded unto many. Thus God's grace through Jesus Christ resulted in spiritual blessedness for the human race. Adam's transgression brought judgment upon all creation. In Romans 5, Paul wrote that, quote, the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification, unquote. Jesus Christ's atoning death made it possible for God to become both just and the justifier of all who believe on the Savior. Paul offered another set of similarities and differences between Adam and Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the apostle referred to Adam as a living soul, while labeling Jesus Christ as a quickening spirit. Paul described Adam as earthy, while calling the Savior the Lord from heaven. He concluded by writing this passage that, quote, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly, unquote. Other factors point to Adam as a type of Jesus Christ. God had originally appointed Adam to have dominion over the earth. Revelation chapter 11 that Jesus Christ will indeed one day have dominion over the earth. Both Adam and Jesus Christ underwent satanic temptations to rebel against God. With this major difference, Adam succumbed to the temptations. Jesus Christ did not. Adam's disobedience in the Garden of Eden resulted in God depriving him access to the tree of life. Jesus Christ, by contrast, possesses the right to dispense fruit from the tree of life, according to Revelation chapter 2. When tested, Adam yielded to sin. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.